Father God, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Think with me shortly from this theme, Hallow Hallelujah. Hallow Hallelujah. Look at one of your neighbors and repeat after me, neighbor, is your hallelujah empty or full? In the beginning of chapter 7, we see where the Pharisees and some of the scribes have gotten together, and they're watching Jesus and his disciples as they're sitting down eating. And the Pharisees are upset because they notice that the disciples actually sat down and started eating without washing their hands. And this is upsetting them because the Pharisees knows that before you start eating, you need to go wash your hands, and then you need to get the dishes and you wash them. Like the scripture say, you wash them three times on the outside and three times on the inside, and then you blow in them three times and all this. Well, the disciples were hungry. So Jesus said, let them eat. And the Pharisees got all bent out of shape. Well, how can you say that? Don't you know about our traditions? You can't let them sit down and just eat like that. The Pharisees were appalled and they were upset and they were all bent out of shape. And then Jesus told them, what are you fussing about them for? They're eating. You are nothing but a bunch of hypocrites. Somebody say hypocrites. This week, I don't know if you, do we have any news junkies in here? News junkie, watch CNN, 202, all like that. Well, I was a little upset this week because we have some Pharisaic people in the White House. You know, they were jumping. We jumped and shouted when we were talking about Obama, president, yay! Change has come to America. And then they had the audacity to report that at a basketball game, President Obama drank a beer. They have yet to say what they was drinking. All right. But then you hear something out. You know what? President drank a beer as we turn up our Hennessy. President drank a beer as we turn up our Johnny Walker red, blue, and black. You know you're pausing. Okay, he drank a beer while we drank our island tea or whatever that sweet tea is. Oh, yeah. But here it is. How can we first jump and excite about the chain and then complain about what he was drinking? Let me go on record and say this. What go down your throat is between you and your God. Hello? Help a neighbor say, she ain't doing throat check. You don't have to be Pharisaic with us, all right? Because all of us drink what we feel like drinking when we want to drink it. If I'm in your corner, say amen. Here it is. They could not worship Jesus because he let his disciples eat with unwashed hands. It upset them. Some of us now are upset that President Obama is not doing what we wanted him to do the way we want him to do it. Guess who president? So as the Pharisees wanted to school Jesus, we still have folks who are upset with the White House. Let me tell you, God knows what God is doing. Even when I talked to the young people this morning, some of y'all turned y'all nose up. Guess who don't care? Right is right. I don't care who doing wrong. Got to tell you the right way, man. Can't wait to benediction. Jesus was letting them know, don't tell me about tradition. Tradition is what got us in the place we're in today. Tradition. My God, if it had not been for the Lord and on my side, I wouldn't be here today. But I'm so glad I serve a God that looked beyond all of my faults and still supply my need. So the Pharisees was all upset. You let them eat with unwashed hands. You let them do this. You let them do that. Jesus told them, don't tell me anything, you hypocrite. How dare you tell the Son of God how to serve God? We who are children of God walk our happy self up in the church and we won't unfold our arms. We too mean to smile and grin. We, Lord Jesus. And then here that we want to tell somebody what is not Christian like. My Lord God Almighty. The young people got to be young people. I learned a long time ago, you cannot take a 15-year-old and make them 51. So if the way they sing gets on your nerve, good. Something ought to get on them. Tell somebody, help the Lord. So here it is, the Pharisees, they're looking and they want to make a point about something. My Lord, how many times do you come into church and you, whether you're feeling your best or not, you don't want anybody to point out to you, you got to run in your pantyhose. Look in my face. Then do you know, how many of y'all know you had to run in your pantyhose before you left home? Huh? So don't be trying to get parasitic where it's supposed to be red. You got on pink. This is the closest I could get to red. All right, that's it. All right, if my pink bother you, then good. Close your eyes. At least I'm here. Y'all all right? And the Pharisees couldn't understand. They couldn't understand. You know what? And let's tell the truth. Sometimes when you just get hungry, you don't worry about washing your hand. It's going in you anyway. Your germs are going in your stomach, amen? Look at now y'all always wash your hands. Make some noise up in here. So Jesus let them know, I didn't have time for tradition. I had to let my disciples eat. Somebody say amen. And now, there was a disturbing thing for me. Another thing in the news where this 21-year-old young man, 21, had taken pornographic pictures with young children as young as 6 months old. 6 months old. But yet, they want to complain about how his case should be handled. He's only 21. Well, my thing is this, and you can say what you want to say, but if one of them was my babies, he wouldn't have made it to jail. And because we are so staunch in tradition, then we go over to the scripture that says, there is nothing from without a man. So many times we watch all of our diets, make sure we eat the right thing, make sure we say the right thing, do the right thing, but we are not paying attention to the mess and the junk that we allow our eyes to see and our ears to hear. We allow our children to sit in front of televisions and all kind of internets. We never check their Facebook. We never check their pages. We don't check anything. They're on the computer. Don't we understand that the television is raising our children? The television, some of the mess on television is messing up their mind. Some of the things, the books that we're allowing them to read is changing their theology, and we sit there like, well, at least they're reading a book. Mom, Dad, every now and then, oh, open your child's book and make sure they're studying. They can't keep studying at home and keep bringing D's and F's home and you don't ever look and see what they're reading. The devil is a lie. And then we come in church. We've done all our dirt in the street and we come in church and get upset when somebody say hallelujah, when somebody say glory. It's too loud, it's too long. But if something was wrong with you, we couldn't shut you up. Hallelujah. Point number one is unrighteous rituals. There are things that go on in God's house that needs to stop. Every now and then, don't just go through the motions, but ask yourself, why are we doing this? Why are we doing that? What is the importance of this. Don't get stuck doing it because this is what the church has always done. Even when the Pharisees was talking about Jesus, they need to wash the bowls and they need to wash their hands. Nobody knew why they need to wash their hands those many times. They just said it's according to tradition. Let me go on record. I don't care if you wear pants, if you wear shorts, you can wear your gown, but at least when you get in here, you ought to be able to praise God. I'm not concerned about the outside. I want to know, do you have some praise in your spirit? I don't get into wearing makeup and not wearing makeup. If you ugly, put some makeup on and make you look better. Tell your neighbor, she's helping us now. And here it is. The Pharisees, so busy with tradition, they don't know how to praise God. I can't praise God if this choir is singing. I can't praise God if that person is sitting on a pew with me. I can't praise God because my shoe's too tight. Whatever is stopping you from praising God, you ought to cut it off or take it off. Here it is. And I don't know because the Lord whipped me with this really good because I was stuck in tradition. How many of y'all noticed our first lady, how she wears sleeveless stuff all the time? Huh? Did that bother y'all? Tell the truth. I'm sweating like a pig on the fence. I need something sleeveless. But anyway, we were sitting around there working. We were talking about she always got on something sleeveless. There's always sleeveless. I'm sleeveless. And the Lord stopped me. And I looked at her picture, and she was beautiful. And I saw her arms. You know, I got them arms that wave in the wind. She had those arms, and they were so strong and beautiful. I said, shut up, girl. I need to see where she got them arms from. Because when I wave my arms, you hear Stephen Wonder blowing in the wind. But she had the arm, and I had to stop. It was a ritual that said you have to cover your arms. But she doesn't have to cover her arm. So if you were part of my crowd that was talking about, she always got something sleeveless. She hot. Please, leave her alone. It is an unrighteous ritual that we want to discuss what people need to put on and what they don't need to put on. Pray, that ain't got nothing to do with us praising God. Point number two, lying loyalties, better known as lip service. Somebody says she's coming down your street. The Pharisees wanted to tell Jesus what right was, and they didn't understand what right really was. So that's why he said, didn't Isaiah say you was a hypocrite? You praise me with your lips, but your heart is far from it. Some of us right now, we smile all in the streets, and we come to church and poke our mouth out. Like we mad because we hear, mm-mm. We sit in church and squirm for 2 hours, but if we were shopping or over at the Golden Corral, we could sit there all day long and won't be bothered. It is a lip service. Hallelujah. Some of us have missed the big stuff when we're in the street and Dr. Doolittle when you get home. We want to be Martha Stewart in the street, Judge Judy when we get home. Tell somebody it's lip service. In preparation for this, back in on this past holiday, Valentine's Day, the Lord blessed one of the young ladies at the church. You know, her husband, I don't know how much lip service he had given her before, but on this day, she was still asleep in bed, and her husband took it on himself to go out of his way early in the morning, travel to St. Louis to get the love of his life a gift that he himself could not have purchased. And when he got back, the wife was sitting there, and she said, oh, my God, look what he did. It's going to keep him out of trouble the rest of the year. But anyway, he went out of his way to do something wonderful for the love of his life. And as we sit here today, I'm here because God has gone out of his way for me more times than I can count. I'm here today because God has moved hills and mountains out of my way so I could be easy on the street. I'm here today because God shined a light from heaven and ordered my footsteps one at a time. I'm here today because if it had not been for the Lord on my side in hell, I would lift it up my eyes. I'm here today because God is the one that opened doors I could not see, closed doors that was bothering me. That's why I'm here today. So when you hear me say hallelujah, it's not because that's all I knew how to say. I don't say hallelujah because you say hallelujah. My praise is not empty, but I praise God because for all he's done for me, the least I can do is say hallelujah. See, I can't sit all pretty. You know, when Deacon Fraser starts singing, I'm like, Lord, she better leave me alone. But see, when Deacon Fraser starts singing, I can't sit there and not sing when I look around and see how many cars God let me drive past that did not hit me. I can't sit there and give him an empty praise when I went to the service station at least 3 times last week, used 3 different cars. Hallelujah! I can't sit there and act like he ain't did nothing for me when I realize he is the one that woke me up this morning. He is the one that touched me and gave me the activities of my limb. I can't sit there like I'm all that and a bag of chips without knowing that if God will withdraw his breath from me for 1 minute, for 1 second, I'll go back to the nothingness from whence I came. I don't understand how we can have our union dues paid and not have our tithes paid. I don't understand how we can pay all of our organizational dues and then wonder if we need to pay our tithes. Well, let me tell you like this. If your union dues is paid, the next time you get sick, call the union president. If your organization dues is paid, the next time you need a prayer answer, call the president of your organization. We'll see what side your bread is really buttered on. But where I stand today, baby, I don't have no problem calling Jesus, because when I pay my tithe, I can call him 24/7. And by right, he got to answer me. Say either amen or out. Say lying, lip service is when you sit here and pause your lip and look like she ain't talking to me. The devil is a lie. Yes, I am. If you are not a tither, you dead gum skipping. I'm talking to you. How are we going to say hallelujah to the Lord and we too cheap to give him a dime out of every dollar? How are we going to say amen then hallelujah when we show up late every Sunday and we get to work early? The devil is a lie. Matthew 6:21 says, for where your treasure is, that's where your heart is. Hallelujah. Glory. One of them men I was married to, it was one of them. You know, I knew he was a man of the street. But, you know, like most women, I was going to save him. Now, y'all know, I said he's a man of the street. And I'm reverend. I got to tie in with the Lord. So I married the heathen. And one day, I noticed he had more money in the street than he did in the house. So I put him in the street. When we put more of our energy outside instead of in the house of God, what would happen if God put us out in the street? And we can say hallelujah. Hey, girl, what's up, dude? When we in the street and we get in church and don't say, What would happen if God would say, get out there where I brought you from? I don't know if I'm the only one in here, but let me tell you, I'm so glad God brought me from where I was. Do I have some help in here? I'm so glad that when I let go of his hand, he didn't let go of my hand. I'm so glad that when I looked unto the hill, he gave me some more strength. When I say hallelujah, I got something behind it. See, the Pharisees, they were all poised and pretty. And sometimes it disturbs me when we come in church and like we were singing, hallelujah, thank you, Lord. And we have people sitting like they didn't have any reason to thank God. So right now, we just going to have a praise party. Mm-hmm. I just want those of you that got a reason to praise to help me preach right now. See, I don't know about everybody, but if you are glad that God woke you up this morning, you need to say hallelujah. If God did anything for you last week, you ought to say, thank you, Lord. And if you are expecting God to do anything for you this week, you ought to say, glory. You ought to say, glory. You ought to say, glory. Hallelujah. I'm praying for the Sunday. We come in here and the people from Alton Bell come running to see what's wrong with us. I'm so glad. I'll be praying for the day. And you say, Pastor, why you say that? I'm saying that because the Lord said in his word, you are the salt of the earth. You are the one that's supposed to make them come and run and see what can they do to be saved. The Lord said it like this, you are the light of the world and you're supposed to let your light shine. Did God put a light in your soul when he woke you up this morning? Did God put a light on your soul when he started you on your way? Did God put a light in your soul when he gave you breath to breathe? Did God put a light in your soul when he woke you up in your right mind? So whereas the Pharisees, they didn't have a praise worth anything. I came to tell you today that because I know who my God is, every now and then, even when it's not on the bulletin, I have to lift my hand. Because I remember a time when I didn't have a God to praise. But now when I get so full, I just have to wave my hand. I don't know about you, but I remember when the devil had took an ink pen and wrote my name on his agenda because he knew I was destined to come to hell. But I serve a God who said, not my child. And he went to Calvary to save a wretch like me. So when I say hallelujah, baby, I got something behind it. And every now and then, I don't need a whole church of people. But when I say glory, I'm not looking at y'all, but I'm thinking about where I could have been if it had not been for the Lord on my side. I'm thinking about when I'm thinking about when I used to have a problem and I could run home to mama, but one day mama was gone, but my problem was still there, and I had to call on the Lord. So when I say hallelujah, it's not to make anybody else shout, but I want God to know I have not forgot anything you've done for me. I remember every door that you opened. I remember every blessing that you ever gave me. When I say hallelujah, God understands what I'm talking about. The Pharisees wanted him to follow tradition. I don't know about tradition, but I know about being saved. I don't know about tradition, but I know about a God who died on the cross for me. Did he die for you? I don't know about tradition, but I know about a God who looked beyond all of my faults. I don't know about tradition, but I know about a God when man says no, God says yes. I don't know about tradition, but I know about a God that every day I just want to give him glory. Every day I just want to give him praise. Every day I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Because I know when you think about all that God has done, when you think about where you could have been, when you think about the songs that he has given us, hills and mountains, he's given us level plains, he's given us food and clothing, he's given us shelter. Did he give you shelter? Did he give you shelter? Did he give you shelter? And I'm like the summit. Yeah, I know some Rihanna songs. Yes, I do. Oh, yeah, I know. I know. I still remember some Luther Vandross songs. Yes, I do. I remember some Aretha Franklin. Yes, I do. But guess what? I can't sing their praises. They ain't did nothing for me. Oh, no, they haven't. Yeah. I know some Barry White. Yeah, I do. But Barry White ain't did nothing for me. Because when I look back over my life, it was God who died for me. It was God who stood for me. It was God who opened doors for me. So while I could sing all that other music, I will sing hallelujah. I will sing, oh Lord, I will sing hallelujah. All I want you to know today, if you don't have a reason to say hallelujah, look around you. If you don't have a reason to praise God, look around you. And when you say thank you, Jesus, is that just because the church say it? You need to look around, because somebody wish they had it as good as you got it. Somebody wish they could drive what you drive, live where you live, look like you look. So you just ought to look at where you are and say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Because when you look at where you could have been and you look at where you are today, you know it wasn't by your power or by your might, but it's by the strength of God, said the Lord. So if we got any Pharisees out there, we just want you to know, when St. John says hallelujah, it's because we've been through some things. If any Pharisees out there, when we say glory to Jesus, it's because we've been through some things. And then when you look Pharisees and you wonder why we say thank you, Jesus, and get to jumping, it's because he's done more for us than we have done for him. And sometimes we get the, I can't help it. I can't help but praise the Lord. He's been so good to me. I gotta tell somebody. I gotta tell somebody. When he went on the cross, he paid a debt that we could not pay ourselves. So, church, if you have an empty hallelujah, get his book and read what he's done for you. Because if you recognize where the Lord has brought you from, something on the inside just ought to get to turn. If you think about how good he's been to you, something on the inside might say, it ain't tradition, but I need to take a walk in the Lord. And the Lord just ought to make you want to run sometimes. I like Big Mama say, sometimes he make me cry when ain't nobody bothering me. I just think about the goodness of Jesus. Jesus and all that he's done for me. And my soul says, hallelujah, I thank God for saving me. Do you thank him today? Has he done anything for you today? Is he worthy of your praise today? Did he open the door for you? Has he done any miracles for you? The doors of the church is open with everyone today. Sometimes we just have to say hallelujah. Let me hear your church. You may come by letter, Christian experience, candidate for baptism.